The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself. And at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
Maggie, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
If you have hashtag love probs, Maggie has hashtag love answers. This is Maggie the Love Doctor. Maggie, your first one comes from Gemma. She says, Maggie, my boyfriend and I broke up 3 weeks ago. He did it, not me. And I really don't hear from him anymore, which I guess makes sense. But sometimes when I'm sad and miss him, I will send him a text, but he does not ever respond. In fact, he only texts me late at night when he sounds drunk. They are very flirty, which gets me excited, so it's hard to ignore these texts because I do miss him so much. But something tells me this might not be a good path to go down. What do you think?
I think she kind of already knows what to do when she said that she thinks it's not a good path to go down. I know it's only been 3 weeks. That's not really a long time. It's going to take a while to get over it.
Okay, but so do you think it's safe to say the guy that broke up with you that's sending you drunk, flirty text messages, you probably shouldn't be going, hey.
Let's get back together.
I just really want some easy trim.
Yes.
Okay, Ashley says, Maggie the Love Guru, my husband changed his Facebook password recently. I guessed his password to it a few years ago, and I'm not sure why he would have changed it just recently unless he suspects that I'm in there and he is doing something he shouldn't be. Do I say something?
So he doesn't know that...
I don't think so.
No, you can't. No. Like, why are you snooping around in there anyway?
He probably was like, something's weird about my Facebook.
Here. Yeah.
I should probably change my password.
Weird.
So she should maybe stop snooping.
Stop snooping around, yes.
I mean, you've been in there for years. If you haven't seen anything yet, I think it's time to maybe let it
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Kevin says, Maggie, help me. I think that my girlfriend needs a reality check when it comes to Christmas. She told me the other day that we should make sure we each stick to a $1,500 limit.
Oh, my word.
Now, I was thinking something more like maybe a $200 limit. How do I say that without sounding like a cheap ass? We've been dating for 2 years, if that matters.
I don't think you'll sound like a cheap ass. That's a lot of money.
That's some dollars.
Be like, you know, $200, $300, I can't spend $1,500 mm-hmm. just on you for Christmas.
I'd like to be able to pay my rent
yes.
or mortgage.
I think he could just say that.
And one more for you there, Maggie the Love Doctor. Jenny says, I know most people either don't use MySpace anymore or don't even know what it is. But I found my boyfriend's old profile recently. I can tell that he hasn't logged into it for some time, but it still drives me nuts. It still says he's married. He has since been divorced and been dating me, and I feel weird asking him to resurrect his old MySpace and log into it. Because clearly he hasn't been on there for a while, but it drives me nuts that anyone who Googles his name will see this. How do I deal with this? So guy was married when he had a MySpace.
Uh-huh.
Got divorced, forgot about the MySpace, moved on to Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And it still exists, though. So she can see that it says he's married, but he's not. He's dating her.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Who cares? Like, who goes on to MySpace anymore? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a non-issue.
Even Tom is like, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
It sounds suspicious to me.
Oh, shut
Does
up.
Does it really?
Why would a married guy be on MySpace?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's just
the same as the
there.
Facebook. Yeah.
It was cool back in the day. You just have to remember a while.
It's just a non-issue.
Yeah. Are you thinking that it was just for booty calls? Is that what you're getting at?
No, it's just like, I've no single guys who'd be on MySpace, but a married guy? I openly admitting that he's married? I'm not saying he's cheating or anything. I think it's just weird he's on MySpace.
Maybe he was on MySpace looking for somebody to cheat on his ex-wife with.
True.
I guess that could be. So logging into the old account to fix the relationship status, though, on social media, you don't think that's necessary?
If he doesn't use it, who cares?
Now, if it says last logged in 2004, I'm thinking probably okay.
Yes.
All right, this has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Robin Thicke in a couple of minutes and a BUWTBFTH. Break up with them before the holidays is next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You guys are better than my morning cup of coffee. I laughed so hard this morning. What in the all of that.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.